I am so excited tonight and so encouraged by all of you being out. And I have a message to share that's near and dear to my heart. I'm going to share with you a message out of Isaiah chapter number 62. You can go ahead and turn there. Isaiah 62. And after a short message, we're going to have a short video detailing the radio ministry. While you're turning to Isaiah 62, I want to share with you a couple of verses out of the New Testament. I'm just going to read them to you. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That was Matthew. This is Acts. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And then a passage from Luke 24. And he said unto them, and all of these are Jesus talking, and he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So tonight I'd like to share with you a message. It has two titles: Jesus Has a Job for Us to Do, and also The Great Omission of the Great Commission. You need to reach the Jewish people. Let's read in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, and then we'll ask the Lord to help us. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for this dear church. I thank you for their heart. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see some things out of your word that would just be amazing to us, that would encourage us, that would lift us up, and also challenge us. I pray we'd have open hearts and open ears tonight. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the church as a whole, the church, okay, those that name the name of Christ, are missing something that's vital. I called it the great omission of the Great Commission. When I say that, I'm not referring to this church, praise the Lord. You guys have a strong heart for the Jewish people. But I'm burdened for the state of Jewish missions throughout the world and the lack thereof and the need to reach the Jewish people everywhere. And so what I'm showing you now, I might not be mentioning the radio specifically, but it's going to tie directly in when you see the video in a couple of minutes. But here it says, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be silent. Who's talking? Who is the person that's talking here? It's interesting. Do you remember, and I think it was mentioned in the Sunday school lessons this morning on stewardship, on faithfulness. Do you remember when Jesus was in the synagogue in Nazareth? And he went in there, and as his custom was, he stood up to read. And he picked a passage. Does anybody remember the passage that he picked? Actually, it wasn't the passage that he picked. It was the passage that it was turned to. Isaiah chapter number 61. The passage right before this one. Jesus read. Let's go there real quick. Isaiah chapter 61. Verse 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. This is what Jesus read in that synagogue in Nazareth. Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings, and that's the gospel, good news. Unto the meek he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and he shut the book. Right? Remember? He didn't finish the verse. Because the day of vengeance of our God is the second coming. That wasn't at that point in time. Amen. Thankfully for us, right? And then verse number 8 of the same chapter, it says, for I, the Lord, love judgment. Who's talking? I, the Lord. And Jesus said, by the way, this is me. Jesus is the Lord, is he not? And we see some things in this passage that don't make a whole lot of sense unless you accept the Trinity. Unless you accept that God and God are kind of conversing with each other. And I don't know how a Jewish person can get past that, but verse number 8, for I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their works in truth. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offering among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. I believe this is still the Lord talking, but it's Jesus, it's the Messiah, it's God in human flesh, God the Son, talking about God the Father. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul will be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. I believe this is the Messiah. Jesus has something for us to do. He has a job for us to do. And it's detailed in this passage that we're going to look at tonight, Isaiah 62. And I don't believe it's Isaiah talking. I don't believe Isaiah is saying his own words, because there's things that are accomplished in this passage that Isaiah couldn't do. This is the Lord talking, specifically the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. He says in verse number 1 and 2, this is his burden. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. In the first half of verse 2, he says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. There's a number of things that are in this passage, in this couple of verses we just looked at. Jerusalem is a synonym for the Jewish people, and so is Zion. For Zion's sake, if you ever hear Zion, if you ever read about Zion, if you ever see Zion, Mount Zion in the Psalms, it's talking about Jerusalem. Mount Zion, Mount Moriah, one and the same. The area where the Temple Mount is now, the same mountain that Abraham took Isaac to sacrifice him, the same mountain that Jesus died for the sins of the world, for you and for me, Mount Moriah, Mount Zion, Jerusalem. And he says, for Jerusalem's sake, for Zion's sake, I will not be silent. Here it says, I will not hold my peace, and the term means to hesitate or be still. Think about that. Jesus is sharing with us, through the inspired word of God, his burden for his people, and he says, I will not rest. I will not hesitate. How often, when we're witnessing to somebody, or when the Lord burdens us to witness to somebody, how often do we hesitate? And how often, even worse, do we keep silent? I'm guilty of it, and I'm a missionary, okay? I have a great aunt. She has since passed away. When I was a teenager, I got saved as a teenager, and I was over at my grandparents' house, and my dad's aunt was there, my Aunt Norma, great Aunt Norma. And the Lord kind of pressed upon my heart to talk to her. Okay, if I'm honest, not kind of, he did. And as a teenage boy, I didn't say anything. And I think I was in college a year or two later, a couple years later. I'd only seen her that one time, really, maybe one other time beside that before that. But she passed away, and I didn't talk to her. And so I made sure, absolutely sure, that I talked to her husband, and I shared with him the gospel in some correspondence that I sent. He's with wherever he is now. He's passed away since as well. But at least I know that I gave him the gospel. I can't say the same for Aunt Norma. Don't let anybody be, in that figurative sense, your Aunt Norma. Don't miss an opportunity when the Lord burdens you. Jesus did not hesitate. He will not hesitate. He will not keep silent. To be idle, to be quiet is the sense of that phrase. Until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, the salvation is a lamp that burneth, and Gentiles shall see that righteousness. Don't you see that this is talking about salvation, the salvation of his people? When we see Jerusalem mentioned over and over and over in the scriptures, in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, God says, but I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there. In 2 Kings, he says, the Lord hath said in Jerusalem, I will put my name. When we see Jerusalem, we're not talking about buildings. We're not talking about land. We're not talking about so many different geographical aspects, but we're talking about the people. When you see Jerusalem in Scripture, beginning at Jerusalem, or when it says, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth, the sense isn't go to America and talk to America. No, it's like talk to the people that reside there. Talk to the people of that land. And Jerusalem embodies with it, and we'll see it's connected intrinsically to the Jewish people. Verses 2 through 5 talk about the Messiah's prophecy. For time's sake, we're not going to go into this, but it talks about how they would have a new name, that their name would be Hephzibah and Beulah, meaning, my delight is in her and married. Thy land shall be called Beulah. Beulah land, you know the song? And the reason that it's called, thy land shall be called Beulah, married, is because you, the Jewish people, talking about this era of the second coming, the millennial kingdom, the Jewish people will be wed to the land. It will be theirs. And the Lord thy God will rejoice over thee as a bridegroom rejoiceth over his bride. And then the meat of the message here. Okay, Messiah's charge, verses 6 and 7. In verse number 6, he says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem. This is not Isaiah talking. Isaiah did not set watchmen upon the walls of Jerusalem. This is the Lord Jesus, and how would he do that? But through his Spirit and through his word, prompting those that name his name to be watchmen. And we'll get this in a second. Without a doubt, that's what it's saying. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. What's really, really neat about this word watchman is that here in this passage, in Isaiah 62, a different Hebrew word that is used. It's not used really anywhere else, not as much in the scripture, but we see it used here, translated as watchmen. So often, the word shomrim, guards, is used. Or other times, the word hatsofim is used. Those are the common words for watchmen that we find in our scripture, the common words that are translated as watchmen in the King James. But here, the word is completely different. In Jeremiah chapter 31, it says this, for there shall be a day that the watchman, notzrim, that's the word, okay? What's the word? Notzrim. Everybody say that? Okay. It's not here in this passage. It's in Jeremiah. But you'll get the sense in a second. For there shall be a day that the watchman, notzrim, upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go unto Zion, unto the Lord our God. Watchman is notzrim. In this passage, in Jeremiah. Elsewhere, it's translated with two other words. All the time, all the time, all the time. Do you know what the modern Hebrew word is for Christian? The modern Hebrew word for Christian is notzrim. And it's right there in that passage, translated as watchman, both in the King James and in the Jewish version. In the Jewish version, they purposefully mistranslate things to avoid having things that show Jesus as the Messiah. Watchman is notzrim here. And then it says in verse number 6, it says, ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. That literally means those that profess the name of the Lord. Do we profess the name of the Lord here? Do we profess to know God? Do we profess to know the God of Israel, the true God, the one and only God? Do we profess to know Jesus? That is who is being charged here. That is who is being given this command. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. The word keep not silence is also that word to hesitate. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no rest. Our preaching to and our praying for Israel should not cease. The watchmen over Jerusalem are to continually warn the inhabitants, the Jewish people. Let me give you an illustration. We have some watchmen here, okay? Brother Tyra and Vernon, Bob, Brother Terry, others on our security team, okay? Those are the watchmen of our church. They're supposed to watch when somebody's coming in that has some kind of ill intent. If there's somebody that's coming towards our church, coming towards the doors of our church, and they have, you know, a bulletproof vest and a couple of AK-47s and some grenades coming towards our door, how just ludicrous would it be if our men would not get over the radio and warn what's coming our way? That is exactly the job of a watchman. In fact, in Ezekiel It talks about how we have a responsibility as watchmen to warn. Keep your finger there in Isaiah 62. We're almost done. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. In verse 15. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 15. Okay. Actually, that's not the verse. Okay, verse 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. Okay, back to Isaiah 62. That is the job that we've been given. We are required to warn the message that we've been given to the Jewish people. He's commanded us to do so. In verses number 11 and 12 of Isaiah 62, we see that the Messiah is coming. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. One of our missionaries, his name is Ken Symes, he was involved with a television program on a local TV station in Florida where a rabbi wanted to debate him. And the rabbi asked him, this believer in Jesus, the rabbi asked him, if Jesus is our Messiah, then why is his name not mentioned in our scriptures? And Ken said, oh, but it is. It is mentioned. And he turned to this passage. And he said, read that passage to the rabbi. And the rabbi did. And it says, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Salvation here is not a concept. He said to that rabbi, what is the word there in the Hebrew that's translated salvation? And he said, Yeshua. If you don't know, that's the Hebrew name of Jesus. And that rabbi was forced to admit that the name of the Messiah, of our Messiah, is in their scriptures. You see, salvation is not a concept, it's a person. His reward is with him. And his work before him. We've been commanded to warn the Jewish people. There's a message that we have to deliver. Will we be like I was with Aunt Norma? Or that hypothetical situation that, Lord willing, would never come to pass, or somebody would come and mean to do harm, and there would be no warning given? And yet the situation that the Jewish people are faced, if they are not warned, is far worse than somebody coming in here doing physically, bodily harm. But it's an eternal judgment. And somebody needs to warn them. And so probably about a year and a half ago, the Lord prompted me and burdened my heart greatly about this possibility of using radio to reach Jewish people. So we're going to show the video, and then we'll be done here tonight.
There is an estimated 15 million Jewish people living in the world today. They are the literal descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are the apple of God's eye. They are to be our first focus in proclaiming the gospel message. It is through their unbelief as a nation that we have obtained mercy. They are the olive tree that we are grafted into. But they are lost. They need atonement.
In fact, the only literal first-hand account of someone being in hell that we have is that of a Jewish person in Luke chapter 16.
And his plea was for someone to warn his brethren. How can we reach so many when the time that we have to do so is so short. We are working on something at Jewish Awareness Ministries. We have built a radio station, but it's not just any radio station. It exists for the sole purpose of reaching Jewish people worldwide with the message of the gospel. Our new radio station, ShalomShalom.radio, is an internet radio station that broadcasts worldwide via the internet. Shalom Shalom is Hebrew for perfect peace. According to data, forecasts suggest that as much as 68.4% of internet users will become internet radio listeners by 2018. In 2016, out of all of those that listened to the radio, 81% did so by the internet. Internet radio is an amazing tool, a tool that is perfect for reaching the scattered clusters of Jewish people across this globe, no matter what state, city, or country they live in. Many times, in speaking to Jewish people about the gospel, there is a hesitancy based on the pressure that they feel from their family and their friends. This is where ShalomShalom.radio has a huge advantage, a private, one-on-one connection to the listener. You see, if they are alone, they are much more likely to hear what you have to say, to accept gospel literature, or even to accept Jesus as their Messiah. Listeners will be encouraged, in the privacy of their home, to trust Jesus as their personal Savior and Messiah. We have created an email address for the specific purpose of corresponding with unsaved Jewish people regarding questions that they might have about things they have heard on our radio station. This email address is mentioned often on our broadcast. It is also embedded directly in our website as well as in our mobile apps. There are currently three ways that you can listen to ShalomShalom.radio. Through your web browser at ShalomShalom.radio, our mobile apps available on the App Store and on Google Play, and the TuneIn radio app, which has 60 million active users, where you can search for ShalomShalom.radio and our station will show up.
In Jeremiah chapter 23 in verses 5 and 6, we are told, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch."
I'd like to share with you some of the programs, teaching, and music that is regularly featured on our broadcast. We have programs like Answers from the Tanakh, where we share with Jewish people prophecies about the Messiah based in the Hebrew Scriptures.
See, what the Bible tells us, the Jewish Bible tells us, is that God would become man.
The Forbidden Book refers to the New Testament and shows Jewish people the truth that the New Testament is a Jewish book. Hanotzrim is Hebrew for the Christians. This program shows the true history of the real followers of Jesus, as opposed to the false church, which has brought so much persecution and hatred directed towards Jewish people. Real Shalom talks about how to have true and lasting peace. Shalom Alechem is our interview program, where we interview believers. Many times, Jewish believers in Jesus share their testimony with an unsaved Jewish audience. We have the cooperation and permission of One for Israel and JewishTestimonies.com to use their Jewish Testimonies of Salvation as audio programs on our radio station.
The only thing I thought was that Jesus Yeshua was not for the Jews. Now I am 100% sure, as I look at the Torah and I read the Bible, that Jesus is for the Jews.
I just couldn't find any more excuses. I noticed that he was the lamb, not the lion. And he didn't kill me. He didn't put me in a camp. He didn't kill my family. That he died for me. Did you know that? He died for me. He loved me this much that he gave himself for me. I'm Jewish, you see. I found the God of Israel.
We have permission from Christian organizations such as Eternal Productions and Day of Discovery to use their programming on our radio station, as it is very fitting for an unsaved Jewish audience. Such things as the program God of Wonders, which focuses on creation versus evolution, as many Jewish people are atheistic and don't even believe that God exists. Day of Discovery has produced a program called the Jewish Foundations of Christianity, which is very interesting for an unsaved Jewish person to hear, as they are taught to believe that Christianity is a Gentile religion. Shalom Shalom Dot Radio also features a lot of music with a Jewish flavor, but is evangelistic in its message. We have the cooperation and permission of Marty Goetz. Sarah Lieberman. Echad.
How I praise you, Lord, Rock of my salvation. You I praise from shore to shore in all your creation.
And many others, including the liberated Wailing Wall. All of this music is for the purpose of pointing listeners towards Jesus as the Messiah and prepares their hearts for the other programming that they will hear, such as the Bible teaching and preaching, or the testimonies or interview programs. All of the programs and music are focused towards answering the Jewish people's question in a Jewish context, with a Jewish perspective, with the goal of reaching them with Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. God told Isaiah in Isaiah 62, verses 6 and 7, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. God has commanded us to be watchmen unto the house of Israel. If we don't warn them, who will? Shalom Shalom Dot Radio enables us to be watchmen that are never silent. We are now broadcasting the gospel message with a Jewish perspective across the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The book of Romans says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You have an amazing opportunity to be a part of this ministry. Like the Apostle Paul, we desire fruit that might abound to your account. See, the thing about Shalom Shalom Dot Radio is its effectiveness is directly parallel to the amount that we can get the word out about it. A Jewish person will never listen to Shalom Shalom Dot Radio if they've never learned of its existence. That's why advertising is vital to the success of Shalom Shalom Dot Radio. We currently have about 42 hours of programming. Once we reach 100 to 200 hours, we will begin an advertising campaign across this nation and even across the globe. We have printed 20,000 business cards advertising Shalom Shalom Dot Radio. We have sent these to scores of our partnering churches so that they can reach their Jewish communities with the message of Jesus the Messiah. We would be glad to send some of these to you, as they can be given out now, proclaiming and pointing Jewish people to Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. Are you ready to become a watchman by partnering with us? You can call us at 919-275-4477, or you can email us at office@jewishawareness.org. You can also donate online at jewishawareness.org/donate. And just put radio in the description box and then click donate. May God bless you as you prayerfully consider joining with us in this outreach. Shalom.
I wanted everybody to know those cards, those business cards that you saw in the video, we have them on the table over there where the Sword of the Lord papers are. This is what they look like. They're free for the taking, okay? They're kind of like tracts. You can give them out to Jewish people, and they can listen to our radio station. It's a website, shalomshalom.radio. Instead of .com or .org, it's shalomshalom.radio. And it's accessible all over the world. We have Hebrew and English.